ought to be in hell, amen. God has been good, amen. I'm excited. I thank God. Boy, that's a good song. How many of you glad to be in church tonight? Amen. How many of you glad you saved tonight? Amen. Boy, it's good to be in the family of God, ain't it? Can I suggest something to you tonight? I don't know if you're taking time today to consider this or not, but God's been mighty good to you, amen? God's blessed you today in ways you haven't even thought about yet. Amen. Well, I want to, let's, look, time's about gone. It'll be Friday and it's over before you know it. So let's get this thing off right. Amen. Here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to do this tonight. If you'll help me, I'll help you.
Amen.
Amen. If I catch you dozing off, I'm going to go to sleep. You don't think I can sleep and preach, do you? I'll show you. Amen. He said, what was it he said? Let's see, watch and preach.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. All right, take your Bibles tonight. Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles in the Old Testament. That's right behind First Chronicles. Second Chronicles chapter number 5. Second Chronicles and chapter number 5. And we're going to do our best. Preach about 20 minutes. Amen. I get paid by the hour, and your preacher just paid me for 20 minutes. So we got to hurry. Amen. This is going to be like the rapture, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Amen. All right. Second Chronicles chapter number 5, please. And we're going to read a few verses here. If you're able tonight, stand with me. And as we read the Word of God, take just a few moments. We're going to read much of this passage, not very long. Second Chronicles chapter number 5. Just so you'll understand now, they've just finished building the house of God. They're getting ready to worship God. They're in church. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but watch now. Everything that we're about to read right here has already taken place right here in this place tonight.
Amen.
I mean, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Amen. Look with me, please. Look at verse number 1. The Bible says in chapter 5, thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished.
Amen.
Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated. And the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Verse 2, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Verse 3, wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast which was in the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priests and Levites bring up. Also, King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen which could not be told nor numbered for multitude.
Amen.
And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord into his place to the oracle of the house into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. Now watch verse 8. For the cherubims spread forth their wings.
Amen.
Over the place of the ark. And the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen without. And there it is unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Now watch particularly beginning at verse number 11. Here's where we're going to draw from tonight. The Bible says, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were what? Which were the singers. All of them, of Asaph, of Heman, of Judathan, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having what? Having cymbals and psalteries and harps. We know it's not a church of Christ. Stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers, watch this, were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud. Even the house of the Lord. So that the priest could not stand to minister. Amen. By reason of the cloud. Amen. Why? For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.
Yeah, amen. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You say, what is that all about, preacher? Can I help you? They're having revival.
Amen.
Our Father, Lord, we need that same thing here in this place. God, I know that nothing will take place tonight. Nothing will be worth coming to see or hear. Nothing will have any effect, God, except you receive glory. Lord, I beg in the name of Jesus that you would fill the house. I pray, God, your presence might be real in this place. I pray you'd touch these people, God. Lord, I pray, God, that something would take place here tonight that would not be soon forgotten.
Amen.
And we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated. I'm not going to be very long. I don't even have an outline. I got 2 points I want to give you tonight. And I hope it'll be a help to you. And I believe it will if you'll give God your attention tonight for just a few minutes. You see, this has been a dream of David for many years. David had dreamed of building the house of God.
Yeah.
It was his dream to see God visit with people.
Right.
It was his dream to see the presence of God come in amongst the people of God.
Amen.
But listen, can I help you tonight? There ain't a man on this earth that wants it more than the God of heaven.
Right.
Yeah. God enjoys visiting with his people.
Yeah.
God wants to visit with his people.
Right.
God wants to move amongst his people. Are you listening to me, church? I'm telling you, and they decided, if God will let me build a house of God, we'll have a place where man can dwell and God can come and meet with him. Amen. And I'm telling telling you, that's what happened. And so, because David's hands were bloody from all the battles, God said, you're not going to build it, but I'm going to let your boy build it. Amen? And he'll build the house of God, and I'll come down and dwell with man. And that's, look, that day finally came. They had spared no expense. They went out. They got the best cedars. They got all the best gold. They had shipped in silver. They had ivory brought in. Everything and anything that they needed to build this house of God for the glory of God. Amen. Solomon made sure everything, even down to the vessels, everything they used in worship, everything they used in sacrifice, he made sure it was all according to his Father's will. Amen. Everybody all right? And so that, listen to me folks, that day finally came when that house of God, the Bible says, was finished. And that day came when they laid the last piece of brick. That day came when the last piece of gold was put in. That day came when the cedars were standing strong and firm. Everything was in its place. And Solomon said, we're done, boys. Let's go to worship. And that's what they did. Brother, do you know what happened? They got all the Levites, all the priests. They appointed some to play instruments. They appointed some. I thought about it as I looked up here tonight. We had some playing guitars, some playing mandolins, and some playing banjos, and some playing pianos. Hey, are you listening to me? I'm trying to help you. There ain't no difference in what took place in that place there than it is right here in this place tonight. There's no difference, amen.
Amen.
They had appointed some. Watch. They had appointed, stay with me, I'm not preaching yet. They had appointed some to sing. You say, preacher, maybe they didn't have a talent to sing. Don't matter. Can I help you? Can I tell you something? I'd rather hear a quartet that none of them could carry a tune in a bucket and all of them sing out of key. Watch. In harmony. And know that God's in it. And God is honored. And God gets glory. Than to see all the fancy troubadours and the diesel sniffers stand up and sing with all the right beats and moves and jives and bumps and thumps, amen. And God not being 100 miles. Thank God for people with hearts to worship, hearts to serve God. That's what they had. I'm telling you, church, I promise you this. If you're going to have personal revival, if you're going to have a revival in your home, if you're going to have church-wide, just church revival, you better get rid of the Play-Doh. You better get rid of hypocrisy. And you better get your heart in tune with the Holy God, amen, or you'll never see it come to pass. Everybody all right? Stay with me. Not preaching yet. Not preaching. Wait, I'm not preaching yet. Now look. What I'm trying to get you to see is this. There's nothing that they had that they needed that we don't have.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
That's right, preacher.
You're not hearing me.
Go ahead.
You don't get it. Everything we read is everything we have.
Amen.
Look, folks, listen to me. I don't know if you thought about this or not, but there's a reason why We do the things we do.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a reason why we don't have drums. There's a reason why we don't play Christian rock. There's a reason why. I'm telling you, folks, God said in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and that's the way it's got to be if God's going to show up. You're not getting it. You see, if you're gonna visit with the Lord tonight or any night, it has to be on His terms.
Right.
How many of you know what a plumb bob is?
Yeah.
A plumb bob for you that builds buildings, you know, you have to hang it from up top.
Yeah, right.
And you get that thing in a perfect line, you can build anything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right.
And listen to me. If we're going to have revival, church revival, if we're going to do it, it's got to be according to God's directions.
Amen.
It's got to be according to God's plumb line.
Amen.
But we're down here looking up to God, and we pull this plumb line out of our pocket and tie string around a finger like it's a yo-yo, and we throw it up to God and say, "Now, God, you line up with my plumb bob." And it ain't gonna happen. Now I realize there may be some in here not lost. You could care less about God. I realize that. But you wouldn't feel that way if you get saved. You wouldn't act that way if you get saved. You wouldn't sit there like a knot on a log. Amen. Like you're dead and you ain't never been in a church if you get saved. It amazes you what salvation affix. Hello. What I'm trying to get you to see is this, folks. Listen to me. Get a hold of this. Everything they had was everything God said they needed.
Right.
To have revival. For the glory of God, for the cloud of God to fill the house of God.
Man.
And it's everything we have.
Amen. Right.
So where is God? I mean, I don't know. I don't know about y'all. I thought we had some pretty good singers tonight. I thought them.
Yes, sir, bro.
I thought they could play pretty good.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Oh, no.
I thought we had the right. I mean, everything was right. People sacrificed.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
When they sang, they stood at the corner of the altar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
Just like they did.
Right.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. There's no reason why we cannot see the cloud of God come in this place this week.
Amen. Amen.
There's no reason. God Himself wants to.
Right.
Amen.
I don't think y'all get it. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Can I help you for a minute?
Amen.
Will you let me help you for a minute? I'm going to help you. Are y'all ready? Can I show you something? I went with a preacher today, and he picked this up for me. I want to show you something here. Y'all see that? How many of you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Thermostamister.
What'd you say? Say it again. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's a thermometer. Listen, everybody all right?
Yeah.
Watch this now. Can I help you? You know what that thing does?
Hey, man.
Look at me. Look at my good eye. Watch. Are you watching? Nothing. It just looks good. And it gives out a reading.
Right.
Watch. I'm trying to help you. Of the atmospheric condition of this church. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. Now watch. Listen to me. This will help you if you'll let it. You see that thermometer? It tells what's wrong with the church. It tells what's right with the church. But it ain't going to do nothing to change it.
Amen.
That's right.
Right.
Amen. You say, why is that, preacher? What? Can I help you? Because all is good for her. It's just hanging around.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's good,
brother. It came to church. Just to hang around.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
It'll tell you it's too hot.
Yeah.
It's too cold.
Yeah.
I don't like that preaching.
Yeah.
I don't care about Sunday school.
Yeah.
I didn't like them choir songs anyway.
Right.
Why are we singing this congregational hymn? Why we gotta have them flowers up there?
Yeah.
Why is that carpet gotta be that color?
Yeah.
Why don't somebody let me sing?
Right.
Wait a minute. Watch. And it ain't ever gonna change nothing.
Right.
Amen.
It ain't gonna help nobody.
Right.
It ain't gonna fix nothing.
Right.
It ain't gonna stop nothing.
Right.
It ain't gonna move nothing.
Amen.
It's just gonna hang around.
Amen.
It'll hang until it gets tired, and it'll go down the street and hang out at another church.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that's just what it does. I'll tell you how it is, why it is, when it is, but I ain't going to help you fix it.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, I done killed it, ain't I?
That's right.
Listen, folks. That thermostat meter is exactly like a bunch of God's people. They just come to church to hang out. They'll tell you the condition of the church. Matter of fact, they'll put it on Facebook. They'll tell you who's saved and who ain't. Who's swapping wives?
Right.
Where the deacon's truck was parked?
Amen.
But they ain't never going to change nothing.
You're right.
Right.
They ain't going to make life better.
Nope.
They ain't going to help nobody.
Right.
They ain't going to fix no problem.
Right.
They just going to hang out.
You're right.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
I don't think you understand.
Yeah, amen.
Now, can I help you?
Amen.
There's one on the wall right there. I don't know from here, I can't see it, but I imagine it's digital.
Right.
Now listen to me, folks, I'm trying to help you. I guarantee you within 2 degrees, that one says the same thing this one does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There's just one difference.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That one is hooked up to a power.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That ain't in here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
It's a bigger source.
That's right.
Yep.
Right.
Amen.
And that one, listen to me, that one didn't come just to hang out.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That one got hooked up.
Amen.
And when you get hooked up,
amen,
to a power that's bigger than you are, you can change some things.
Amen.
You can fix some things.
Amen.
Why? It might every once in a while say, hey, 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 it's hot in here.
Yeah.
But if you push his button,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
He'll cool it down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because it's hooked up to a power that's concerned about the atmospheric pressure,
right,
and the condition of others. Now this one right here just cares about one.
Yep. Yep.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
You say, why is it doing that, preacher? Look at me. Look in my good eye. Because it's just hanging out.
Right.
Yeah.
And when things get to where it don't like them, it'll go down the road to another church.
Yep.
And it, watch. And it ain't going because of doctrine.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it ain't going because of truth.
Go ahead.
It's going, watch, because it's uncomfortable. Where it's at. Preacher said something I didn't like. I don't know who he thinks he is anyway. I can answer that for you. He's not just hanging out.
Amen.
He's hooked up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, are y'all with me? I'm about finished. Because you see, everybody in here tonight is either just hanging out.
Right. Amen.
Are you hooked up?
Yeah.
And look. And if you're here tonight and all you're doing is hanging out, you ain't going to help nobody.
That's right.
You ain't going to change nobody. You ain't going to fix nobody. You ain't going to make life easier for nothing. But when you get tired of it, you'll go down till you find a place where you're comfortable.
Yep.
Are y'all all right?
Amen. Amen.
And folks, listen to me. You can't have revival being this.
Right.
All he knows how to do is complain. And move. But that one, that one there can get so hooked up to another source that it can figure out how to please everybody.
Amen.
It's almost like it's in touch with God. And you know why? Because a long time ago, he came in and he said, I ain't come to hang out.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
I come to get hooked up.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm telling you something, church. If you're here tonight visiting and you just come to hang out, glory to God. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
We're glad you're here.
Amen.
But we are not depending on you to fix nothing.
Amen. Amen.
I'm talking to you tonight that came here a long time ago and God showed you this is my church.
Amen. Yeah. Lord.
Yep.
And I'm going to get plugged in.
Amen.
I'm going to get hooked up. And I'm going to make a difference. I ain't waiting on somebody to help me. I'm going to help somebody. I ain't waiting on somebody to love me. I'm going to love somebody.
Yeah.
I ain't waiting on somebody to be kind to me.
That's good.
I'm going to go be a friend to somebody.
Amen.
And if we could get enough of those... Are you listening?
Amen.
That's hooked up tonight to get concerned enough to get on their faces.
Amen. Amen.
And say, God, I enjoyed the singing, but I want more than just singing.
Amen.
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 I gotta have more than just preaching.
All right, amen.
I need more than just instruments playing. God, you tell me what to do. You push my buttons, God, and I will adjust.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
To make it easier on everybody else and you to come in this place and bring revival.
Amen.
Stand with me.